Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Marianne Mormon.
Thank you.
Marianne, we're going to talk about this really neat book sale that's going on. I just think it's really neat because I love books. So when and what time, all that kind of good stuff.
We call it a used book sale because everything that we have for sale comes from the library or comes from people who have donated it. And the sale is this Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, 9:30 to noon.
Okay, great time to go find these books. And because they're used, that doesn't mean they're ratty.
No, they're in ideal condition, many of them. And actually, we wouldn't put out anything that you wouldn't sell. So
right. So the committee is kind of selective about what they put out there for sale.
We are.
I noticed that you're no longer taking encyclopedias and some things like that,
right.
Which I understand because... Well, that's, you know, in the past, sometimes people think, that's a good way to unload
them. Yes.
Well, nobody wants them because
now
we have different technology. And so, and the space is at a premium. I mean, I can never believe it, Marianne, the number of books there are.
Well, it used to be that we could, you know, put them out in an afternoon. Well, now we almost do a day and a half to get them out. And last year, we were just bombarded with books.
And I took a couple in this year, and there was a sign, do not put any more books on this table. I mean, there were other places, because I think the table was good. Was already overloaded. Yes. And so it's pretty exciting. If you've never been there, you need to go. Now, there are some things besides books on sale. And there are a few, I think, CDs.
Yes.
DVDs. I'm not sure
about DVDs, and there are some religious books also.
Yeah, wide variety of books.
Right. For all ages, all reading desires, all everything.
Usually there's a really nice selection of children's books.
Correct. And, you know, I keep buying them for my grandchildren because they're such spectacular books. They're nothing like the books we held when we were growing up. These are just fantastic with the photographs and the pictures, and they're just beautiful.
I love the illustrations in children's books.
Yes.
They are just, they're always color, well, almost always colorful, and lots of imagination. It's
unique.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. You know, again, if you haven't picked up a children's book, you should just go and pick one up and look through it.
They're fun,
to appreciate
they?
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, I was so excited about it, I took a 4-credit course one time just on children's books, and I learned a lot.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, there is
now you
a thing.
Can write your own.
Yeah, well, maybe good. I don't know. I'm not a very good writer. So the books and the CDs and and music. Sometimes there's
correct.
You know.
Yeah.
So if you think, well, I'm not going to buy a book because I have a Kindle.
That's wrong. Because when those books come in and they're just like they came off the shelf in the bookstore who sold them, they're in prime condition. I bought some last year that they didn't even look like they'd been read at all, and they were only $1 a piece.
Yeah. And probably the most you're going to spend per book is either a quarter or 50 cents, and then a few of them are $1.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not into books, then you can get into the music and the videos and all that kind of stuff. And again, quite a range. I think most of the videos are more children-oriented, but that's okay.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, but there's lots of those to look through. Now, all of this, of course, is done for a particular purpose.
Well, it goes back into the library. We keep nothing. We give everything back to them, and we have them give us ideas of what they need. And then depending upon how much money we have raised, that's what we go and produce for the library.
So when we go and buy a book for our enjoyment, hey, we're also doing a good deed.
That's right, you are.
Yeah.
So come on down.
Yeah. And then both you and I talked about ahead of time, we buy up a supply of books, and guess what happens to them? They go
what?
Back. They go, yeah, they go
they
back,
go back
the
next year.
So
that's
it's a
right.
good recycling project
that's right.
also and share with other people. If you have a favorite author, you're probably going to find those authors
you are.
There.
And not only one book, but I bought 5 books. I mean, you know, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's fun to say, oh, yeah, I've read that one. I haven't read that one. And, you know, you'll find those kinds of things. And I'm assuming they're going to try, as they did last year, to put them in alphabetical order.
We tried that, and it took a long time, but it got done.
A long time. So let's talk a bit about volunteers. And because you can be a member of Friends of the Library, and you could volunteer, and that's kind of fun. So what does it take to be a member?
It takes $10 and a desire to keep on reading. It's very nominal, and of course, as I said, we can use more people all the time to join our group. And basically, our group is just taking care of doing these twice-a-year book sales.
Now, you're not signing up for a monthly meeting or a weekly event or all that kind of thing.
No. If you give us your email address after you've joined, we may send you some notices through the time. But, no, we do not expect anything more than you coming and joining the library.
And yes, and because even you don't even have to work if you don't want to. Just
That's
say
right.
that $10 is supporting
That's
the
right.
library. But if you want to come and, you know, you always get a little visiting in while you're sorting books.
I might also add that the 2 hours prior to opening for the book sale, if you pay your $10 for Friends of the Library, you will get in free a half an hour, 2 hours early there.
Okay, Marianne, we're visiting with Marianne Moorman about Friends of the Library, and we're going to talk about that book sale time and so on a little bit later. But Marianne, what are you reading now? Well, that's a personal question.
Well,
you always have two or three
I
or
do.
Four.
And I'm a David Baldacci's fan, and so he writes a mystery, and I just am enthralled with his. I also like Dorothy Garlock. I read a lot of authors, and I don't just mean I read some autobiographies, too.
Right, and again, nice selection of books. There are, at the sale, there are always all those fiction books, but there's also a number of nonfiction books.
Right. Cookbooks. Lots of times people will go through their stack of cookbooks, and then they think, oh, I don't have room for this. So then they donate this to the library.
And I know you like to read cookbooks.
Yes, I do. That's the entertainment for me.
Yeah. And if it's a local one, you may recognize some names, but if it's
Correct.
Not local, it's kind of fun to,
yeah,
to
it
see
is.
What people in different areas of
right.
the country are
right.
Cooking up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'll get things from my daughter in Florida, and that's a little bit method of cooking than we take, so I'll go through those. I'll put them on my computer, the recipes that I want to save, and then I recycle the book.
Okay. So, hey, we may find one or two of those there.
You never know.
You never know. And also craft-type books.
Yes, we have some of those. And also, I get the magazine Southern Living. Some get Our Iowa. We put those in bundles as they come, you know, together. And then we have those for sale at a minimum rate.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And those are magazines that don't go out of style.
I mean, oh, yes. Right, right.
Southern Living, of course, with great recipes. Our Iowa. Beautiful
photography. Oh, beautiful photography, yeah. I just can't throw those away. I just, you know, I have to hoard them for a while, and then I bring them to the library sale.
Also, at least last year, there were some quilting patterns as well as quilting books.
Yes, so, there were.
So if you have a specific interest,
come down and check us out.
Check it out. You never know. Often there's gardening ones, decorating ones. You
just, child care, home improvement.
Yeah. And then the religious section, you kind of mentioned that, but that's big.
Well, it's larger than we thought it would
be.
So there is a need for it, and people want to exchange the things and pass them on.
Right. And there are fiction as well as nonfiction there. I mean,
yes.
I wasn't familiar with some of those authors, but some people in the room that were just like, oh, my goodness, they were so excited to see these.
I tell you, these were just like they came right off the bookstore shelf. So then I'll just pass those on again.
Right. So all kinds of books, no matter what your favorite is. And again, I keep saying books, but remember there are those other CDs and videos and so on there too. So, Marianne, you've been involved with this for a few years, right?
A few.
Yeah, and it keeps growing. I'm sure you've seen that from the time you started to, like you say, just a few books there too.
And word of mouth is the biggest thing. You know, people have come in and they've got these wonderful rates and books, and so then they pass it on to their friends. And so,
and I would advise, if you really have something you're looking for, if you can at all possibly go on Friday, you should do that.
That's right. They go fast.
They do. Mm-hmm. I was surprised last year because I had sort of looked at some. I thought, well, I can't come back on Friday. I'll come on Saturday.
No.
They were all gone.
Right.
I could not believe how many books disappeared.
We have people that bring in boxes, and then they load their things into the boxes and take them home. Wow. That's a lot of books.
It is, but, you know, those are readers. Now, you do have a Kindle. What's your comparison between reading from a Kindle and reading from a book?
Well, there's something about holding that book in your hand and feeling the book and being able to reach up and turn the page. As I was saying earlier, sometimes I even find myself with a Kindle reaching up to turn the page. So, you know, I think you can use both things in your routine.
Kindles are sometimes, they're a little easier to haul around if you're...
They are. If you're traveling, they're great.
Yes, and or if, you know, often when I have an appointment somewhere and I know I'm probably going to have to wait, I stick a book in.
Right.
Well, if you have the Kindle, you can pull
Very
it up.
True.
So,
Very
and,
true.
And as I understand, because I don't have one, now on a Kindle, there are a lot of free books available?
There are. But not necessarily any of the major authors.
The new ones.
Uh-huh.
If you want classics, they're going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we've between us, hopefully, we've reminded people this how exciting this can be. So this used book sale is when?
That's going to be this Friday, and it's from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Also on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay. It's all happening at the Atlantic Public Library. So thanks, Mary Ann Mormont, for coming in to visit with us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Until next time, here's the thought. Reading gives us someplace to go when we have to stay where we are.